Some people stay alone by necessity. It's not because they're unlikable. Their mind works on a level most people cannot match. They have higher standards for connection. Deep thinkers can't do small talk or fake friendships. They want truth in depth. So they stay alone until something real shows up. It's emotional correctness. Their brain needs more recovery time. High social sensitivity means interaction drains them fast. They recharge in silence, heal alone, not around people. They're self-sufficient. Low social dependency means they don't need external validation or constantly sucking all the air out of a room. They entertain themselves, solve problems alone, and create their own reality. Their past, lived experience, and later wisdom shape their trust. Betrayal, neglect, a lack of love, lack of being a priority to someone else has made their brain selective and protective. It's not fear, it's wisdom. They have a deeper inner world, richer imagination, sharper intuition, stronger self-awareness. Surface conversations feel empty when your mind lives in the layers underneath. So if you choose to walk alone, nothing's wrong with you. Your mind works differently with more awareness, sensitivity, and depth. You don't want noise, you want signal, you want connection. Sometimes the deepest minds walk alone the longest.